So this HTML file, which is actually called prettywomen.htm. Yeah, we know everybody wants their porn, or at least all the men. Okay, maybe there's a couple of guys here who don't want their porno women. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Let's not get into semantics here. So we're going to switch back to the victim here. And as the victim, now I have a new email. There's my HTML attachment. This could really be anything that you would put the an ActiveX control in. And we just launch it. Now, since we're launching this from the environment, you would think that the execution control, so we're launching this from the notes environment, you have an execution control, before I do this, which does not permit really anything. So again, as I showed you before, everything is turned off here. And now that there's also Java and Java, but we're not using Java or JavaScript. Here, hold this. Typically, I have a shirt mic. Trying to do this with one hand is really difficult. So we go ahead and we click to launch it. So now, something I want to point out here, we do get actually an alert. I'm not trying to hack Internet Explorer. My purpose is to show you about the Notes security. There's plenty of other good material out here, and I've never tried to incorporate any of that just simply as to not confuse people with what I'm trying to actually do. This is purely about Lotus Notes and Domino. So we do actually get a little prompt here. It tells us we're about to get an ActiveX warning. And when we get that, please click OK. So we'll click OK on this, and here's our ActiveX warning of a potential hostile code. I believe it was Loft that actually did the latest thing on Office 2000. Is that correct? Nobody knows? I'm sorry? George Kadinsky? Could be. I don't actually get into the Office 2000 Internet Explorer hacks as much. But I know there's some good material out there on the net that you can find on this. So we'll go ahead and click yes. Now, what we've seen is we get a listing in HTML. We have this ActiveX control, which has gone off, and this is now not going to the Domino server. Don't be confused by that. We're actually sharing an HTML page directly through the Notes client. And if you look back here in the view, that matches this. We've got a listing of everything in his inbox. So this executed. We did get the ActiveX warning from Internet Explorer. As I said, that's not the purpose of this. We did not get any type of execution control warning from Lotus Notes. That's the point I'm trying to stress here. Notes should have actually warned us on this and said, we're not going to allow this to execute, or at least given us the option to abort. Yeah. I'm sorry? Can you come up here? I can't hear you. I don't think anyone else can.
You had that execute with a standalone browser instead of internally with the Notes client. Would it make a difference? Would Notes look at its internal web browser differently?
We could try it. Yeah. 35 minutes for the whole session? Oh, okay. If you want to see that, because he just informed me, we already have 35 minutes left. Let's come up after and we'll try it. I'll just show you here real quick. Nothing got modified in the ECL. Everything is still set to no access. If you have a question, please come up here. Go take the mic.
If you had detached that HTML file and launched it separately, would it have done the same thing?
The point is we actually launched it from within the Notes environment. So you would think that the execution control list would actually block any calls into within the Notes environment. Notes cannot protect anything coming at it externally. There's not really too many applications that I know of that could actually do something like that. And that's actually even Lotus's statement as far as that goes. So I've gone back to the attacker here, and you'll actually see we've got an email back from the victim. And we did this all with using Notes API calls from the Visual Basic script. And we actually have the name of the mail server. You can't really see this, but on the second line, or the first one after the big space, it says mail server and the name of the server, the file listing on the mail server where his mail file is. We actually now have his HTTP hash. And I'll get to that in a little bit. And we have his Notes ID file. And we're going to make use of both of those, the hash and the ID file, in a couple of minutes. And information on his local client, where is his ID file located on his local client. So we've sent this all back to us. And I'm going to have to hurry because I really want to show you that. Huh?
Tell them they can get up and get some water, too.
Yeah, if y'all want to get up and get some water since we're running behind. If y'all need some water, feel free to get up and get it. All right. Now, we've got the ID file. We have his hash, the victim's hash and his ID file. And this is where it really starts to get interesting because the password hashes of Lotus Notes are not salted. Unix actually went through this 15 years ago. They figured out they had to use salted hashes. Windows recently went through this. Lotus is just now fixing to go through this. The hashes are static. In other words, this hash of a password, the top line here, will always equal password. Password will always result in that hash. Secret will always result in this and the next one. So this makes it really easy to create a whole bunch of known passwords or a dictionary within a database and build a brute forcer.
Weren't they supposed to switch to the stronger encryption?
Yes, but there's still problems with it because in 5.03 they had actually implemented an option to upgrade to a stronger hash mechanism. And in 5.03, although that was implemented, it was broken, so you could actually select in your server profile document to always create new users using the stronger hashing algorithm. And in 5.04 they fixed it because in 5.03 it would not do that by default. In 5.04, oh thank you, don't give up. In 5.04 they had actually fixed that, but I just actually realized the other day on 5.06 it wasn't working again. So, what you have to do is you actually have to manually go back and upgrade all your users individually. And I'll show you how to do that in a minute. But you have to go back and upgrade to the stronger hash, which is a salted hash. So, where this gets really interesting is if... minimize this. We're now logged in as the attacker. All right. I'm going to close this. so we can see what we're doing a bit better. Now, as the attacker, I'm going to pretend like I'm not able to actually switch back and forth, because I want to walk you through this. I'm going to attach the ID file to my desktop, which there it is. And I'm going to switch the ID file. Oops, I forgot one thing. I'm going to copy and paste this hash, if I can even see it. Okay, I'm going to copy this hash, and I'm going to switch to the next user, or switch to the ID file I just retrieved. Okay. Now I have this hash pasted in my clipboard. I've got to switch to find the icon here. I had to move this icon over here. This is the program Open Sesame, which will be released in a week from today. Both binaries and source code will be downloadable from notesecurity.com. What we're going to do is we're going to launch this. And since those are static hashes and they're in static places in memory of the client, although they do change slightly between each version, Sesame knows about where those is actually supposed to be stored at. So the hash you're seeing there is actually my hash as the attacker, but I'm going to paste in the hash from the victim now. And I'd like you, since this is your second time, come up here. Now you can't really see it here, but we pasted in the hash in the middle box, and the bottom box actually says new user password. So I'd like for this gentleman here to type in whatever password you'd like to be able to use.